What's happening, Black Healing Matters family? Danielle here at the Black Healing Matters podcast. Happy Mindset Monday to you. Hope you're having a great one. And, you know, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the last 2 weeks of Mindset Monday, I think, you owe it to yourself to go back and check those out. They are entitled, Is the Black Man Uniquely Defective, and as a Black woman uniquely defective, respectively. Now, there are many responses to these two episodes, one of which came from one of our longtime listeners, Ruben, over at the Reflections Podcast. And this is what he had to say.
Hey Danielle, this is Ruben with the Reflections Podcast, and I want to take a moment and chime in on your discussion and question of are Black men uniquely defective? And the short answer, not sure how much time I have, but the short answer is no, Black men are not defective. Black women are not defective. However, the system in which we live in and society we live in is defective. And the reason why I say that is because our society as a whole does not fully humanize every person in our country, whether it be Black people, whether it be people who are coming from another country, whether it be someone of a different religious belief. And because of that, I do not think the blame should be put on Black men or Black women, but instead looking at how can we go back and combat these images that plague our society and portray our people in a negative fashion.
And I definitely agree. Thank you, Ruben, for that call in. It speaks to one of the major issues that we have been socialized to behave and to see the world, to see ourselves, to think of ourselves and others, ourselves as individuals and ourselves as when looking at each other in a certain way. All of that is socialized behavior, otherwise known as culture. And because it is socialized, it is also internalized. And so there's no one necessarily, you know, standing or, you know, in your home telling you how to feel or how to react to things. However, through the messages and media that we ingest, we pick up these messages about how we're supposed to interact with the world. And I believe that for the Black woman and man, one of the things that we have been kind of very subliminally or, you know, inadvertently taught is in our dehumanization is not to show, express, or articulate our emotions. And that our emotions don't matter. And so for some of us who are very emotional people, this makes us seem crazy. I have several friends who are very emotional and very connected to their heart space. And as men and women, they feel very out of place. They've always been, you know, told that they're too soft or they're crazy or they're, you know, they're manic. They get these labels put on them that basically tells them they're not quite right. And all because they're simply emotional beings. Now, when we look at the dominant culture, we look at white society and we see these emotional people, it's much more acceptable for them to be emotional. It's accepted by them and to between them to be emotional. However, I will go out on a limb and say it's not so openly accepted between us. And the fact of the matter is that is part of our dehumanization. And so when we talk about emotion, today, I want to really bring this home by touching on a topic that we have actually discussed in part in the past on this podcast, but I think is poignant today, and that is emotional vocabulary. Being able to speak on your emotions, articulate them, is a powerful thing. And I also believe it's something that has been very covertly stripped from us in many ways. And what do I mean by this? I'm talking about when we have these feelings and we have strong feelings, a lot of times instead of actually saying, I feel angry or I feel disappointed, I feel outraged, annoyed, helpless. What you'll hear a lot of Black folks say is something like, I'm in my feelings, or I'm not feeling that, or I'm feeling some kind of way. Like these are terms and phrases that are very much so loaded, but have absolutely no singular meaning. And so when we use these blanket terms to describe our feelings, we're number one, disconnecting from others, because nobody knows what in my feelings actually means. That does not actually equate to an emotion. For example, if a friend told you I'm feeling angry versus I'm in my feelings, that's two very different things. I know how to react to anger, but in my feelings, well, I don't know. I don't know about that. And number two, the second disconnect that happens when we don't actually articulate our emotions is the connection between our emotions and ourselves. You see, if we don't actually know and bring to consciousness our feelings, what is actually going on, it's very difficult to build that bridge between emotions and intellect. Because our intellect is really where we can go for the tools and the methods to help deal with our emotions. But if we leave our emotions in the kind of emotional realm to kind of float around and, you know, affect us and move us in ways that they tend to, then we become these kind of emotional roller coasters that are just railing off the track sometimes because they have absolutely no logical control or logical mechanism behind them, because they have no name. And that name, language, is how our logical minds work. Does that make sense, y'all? I know this is getting a little long, but I felt that this is really important to connect to the question of are black men and women uniquely defective? Because yes, the greater society is very much so at fault for many of the problems that we have. I believe that. But we also know that the solution is not going to come from them, because they created the problem and they perpetuate it. And so these internalized vestiges of defectiveness, if you will, really start by first acknowledging them. And I believe this is a huge part that can truly bring peace and wellness into your life, if you let it. Just my opinion now, okay? I could be completely wrong. So you please let me know. Send me a call in. Send me an email. If you're not on the Facebook group, get in it, Black Healing Matters on Facebook. Or, of course, you know, good old-fashioned email, blackhealingmatters@gmail.com. And on that note, Black Healing Matters family, I love you. Stay blessed. And as always, Black Healing Matters.
Thank you. The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.